part four of the Buzz Bubble with Mike Hughes. Now back to our host, Kevin Kelly, on the Buzz Bubble.
A little about you, if you don't mind. If you don't mind us getting a little personal.
Sure.
With Mike.
Sure.
Congratulations on your overcoming and beating cancer, and then your journey.
Yeah, the fact is, I haven't really beaten it. I am a very rare case. I have had lung cancer for 14 years. Still have it. I've been in stage 4 lung cancer since 2005. And that's extremely rare with lung cancer. In fact, stage 4 lung cancer life expectancy is 8 months. And so, I'm a lifelong non-smoker, so I'm either extremely unlucky because I got lung cancer or extremely lucky that I have survived so long with it. I wouldn't wish it on anybody. I mean, I've had surgery, I've had 2 radiation rounds of radiation, I've had half a dozen rounds of chemotherapy. And that's a pain in the neck. But some of the corny things people say about going through something like that are true. I mean, no, I don't know anybody who enjoys his life or his work more than I do. I really have a good time. I have a wonderful family, a wonderful marriage, a wonderful son and beautiful granddaughter and a beautiful daughter-in-law. And
you certainly seem like a person who have always had that perspective, I might say, but did it even, when this happened, you relook even further and say, wow, these are the things I got to appreciate.
That's what I did. Here was the toughest decision was, I knew I wanted to spend more time with Jenny and with my son and his family. Would I go back to work? And that was the question for me, because when I was first diagnosed, I was told, there was an 84% chance I'd be dead within 5 years. And so did I want to really spend that time at work? And I decided I did. And I really wanted to come back and do some things that were special in the agency. And I remembered I got a whole agency. We went over to our hotel over here and got a big room, and I talked about where I wanted the agency to go next, and that was in 1999, and then the dot-com bust came along, and everything came along, and we ended up playing defense for the next 4 or 5 years, and which was frustrating, but on the other hand, it was a chance to look at the way we work and the things that we do. I think I'm going to jump ahead on your questions here, because one of the things just recently, when the Wall Street Journal reported that John Norman was joining us as creative directors, and I started getting emails from all my friends congratulating me on my retirement. And I said, I'm not retiring. I'm not planning to go anywhere. And so they asked, what do you want to do now?
Yeah, what do you want to do?
And I figure, well, I don't want to get in the way, but what I want to do is I want to see if we can make this company the most magnetic place on the planet for the best creative and strategic people. And by strategic people, I'll include account executives and planners and media planners and creative people, executioners, producers, writers, art directors, designers. And so what would those people look for? And so the one thing we have to do is, I want to make this, and this is partly John, the big part is John Norman's job, I want to make this the best agency in the world. So we still have a ways to go to make that happen, but that's an ambition, that's a big ambition, I want to do that.
Great goal. You have but some publications that had declared you that a couple years in a row, but okay.
Yeah.
I know you well enough that you would never take credit for that, but...
Another thing I want us to do is, okay, if you have the best creative and strategic people together, the work that they do doesn't have to result in ads. Mm-hmm. What if the work they did resulted in different kinds of ideas, products and services for our clients, TV shows, books, all kinds of things that creative and strategic people can do? So so that I can get all these things to start with the letter C, which always appeals to us creative people. I thought the advertising, best ad agency in the world, I call that communication. I call this content. And then I said, what else would those people want? And I think it's causes, world-changing causes. Yeah. Let's take on those causes. And the final thing is they can come up with, I think the cliche is they come up with solutions to problems. Mm. But solution seems like a cliche and it doesn't start with C. So I said, let's call that cures. C-U-R-E-S, that's cures.
Okay.
And we're actually making a lot of progress there. You know, we'll soon be announcing, somebody's going to lynch me for telling you here, but we'll soon be announcing that we've got a partnership with Phil Knight's Leica production company to produce an animated TV special next year.
Wonderful.
We're going beyond just being an ad agency for the Cancer Society. We're taking on some of their other causes. We're working with our new Manpower International client to come up with solutions to some of the situations they're in and ways to take opportunities that all this goes beyond advertising.
That's wonderful.
And so what I really want is a creative and strategic powerhouse that's known for doing that so that we can attract the best people and then give them the kind of projects that let them do their best work.
And this is why you're retiring, right?
That's my retirement
small
plan.
Small goals is you're going to just, retire and do this. On the homepage of the site now, you know, we love Mike, and that was a wonderful tribute. I did take notice on your to-do list that was on there. It said, don't be afraid to do something stupid every day. That can mean a lot of things for a lot of people. What does that mean to you?
The thing that holds back so many people is their fear of that people think they did something stupid. Mm. And so when they have a crazy idea, they say, maybe I shouldn't bring that up. They bring it up in a timid way and let it be killed. And I think that holds people up. I think people are afraid to speak up in meetings. One of the things that we talked earlier about getting more diverse voices in the business. And one of the things that we want to have happen is we want to have a really lively discussion at the agency, going all the time, and everybody to be part of it. And there are people who are timid about doing that. And, I get incredibly frustrated if I leave the room and the only people that I've really heard from are the old white guys. I want to hear from a broader group of people. I want that discussion. It's not that I care about being color-coded or gender correct.
Right.
What I think is we'll be better if we have all those voices.
Sure.
And we listen to each other and speak up. I want to encourage that kind of discussion. And you can't have it if people are afraid that they'll be stupid.
Right. So, fair enough. Don't be afraid then. Just go for it. Just don't be afraid to...
In the 80s, Harry Jacobs had a bunch of buttons made up that said, don't be afraid to fail, that people used to wear around here. Mm-hmm. And then one of the studio artists made up buttons for everybody that said, I'm afraid I failed. That's great.
That's it for part 4 of the Buzz Bubble with Mike Hughes. Tune in next week for part 5.